Well, no, he's made an extraordinary allegation, really. He's come out that this man, who was until very recently, until last week, the second most important diplomat of the UN mission in Afghanistan, has come out and said that 30% of the votes cast for President Karzai in Afghanistan's elections back in August were fraudulent. That's very significant, because if that 30% was removed from the preliminary results, which currently puts President Karzai on almost 55%, then he would not get the half or 50% tally of the votes needed to avoid a second round runoff. So if what Mr. Galbraith is saying, there will have to be a second round vote, although we're still in the process of discovering whether the official audit of a small sample of the ballot boxes from the election, whether that will reveal the level of fraud and will remove enough ballot boxes to force a second round runoff.
Is that likely to happen? I mean, Karzai's main opposition, Abdullah Abdullah, has made it clear he believes fraud took place on a massive scale, but are we stuck with Karzai?
It's going to be very difficult to see how the process will have any credibility at all, particularly in the eyes of many Afghans and many people in the West, particularly Western publics who are growing increasingly wary of the international intervention in Afghanistan. It'll be very hard to see how those people will think that this is anything other than a whitewash. And that, incidentally, is the other thing that Mr. Galbraith has been talking about, essentially alleging that his boss, his former boss, Kai Eide, the Norwegian diplomat who is the UN Secretary General's special representative in Kabul, has essentially been involved in a cover-up to conceal the level of fraud, allegedly suppressing evidence collected by UN field officers, which show that apparently that the turnout in the southern provinces, where violence is greatest, where the Taliban intimidation campaign was at its most effective, the UN evidence apparently suggests that very few people turned out to vote, and yet those ballot boxes were stuffed full of votes. Mr. Galbraith says that Mr. Eide has essentially been supporting Mr. Karzai and doing whatever he can to, or whatever he could, to ensure that there weren't too many difficult questions asked about fraud. And that, quite apart from the issue about the election, has, I think, also shredded the credibility of the UN mission here, and certainly the role of Mr. Eide. And it's going to be very interesting to see how the mission and how the special representative bounces back from this.
And all this is causing problems for President Obama, isn't it? His commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, is calling for up to 30, 40,000 more troops. So Obama has to convince opposition that the US isn't propping up a corrupt government.
Indeed. And what they need at the end of this process, and what has always been at the center of Mr. Obama's strategy, is an election that produces a legitimate president, a president who has credibility in the eyes of his own people and also of the of Western public opinion, who ultimately have to pay for this war. Now, if Mr. Karzai gets in, is re-elected without a second round vote, then many people will say, well, hang on a minute, this is not the legitimate president, and how can we possibly spend money and people's lives propping up the government of someone who, you know, I'm sure it will be said, stole the election, or at least benefited from enthusiastic supporters engaging in very, very wide-scale electoral fraud.